the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, especially Persian language people, Salamun Alaikum and Eid Mubarak. This is Nowruz, Nowruz Mubarak. Welcome, this is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and today is Tuesday. It's the 28th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to say salam to Nowruz. I wish you and your loved ones a very happy Nowruz. May you be blessed with happiness, success, and good health, inshallah. Nowruz Mubarak.
Celebrating the Persian New Year. With the end of winter, Iranians mark the beginning of the Iranian New Year, which ushers in spring and Nowruz holidays. Nowruz is a time when Iranians forget the past year as a new sense of hope is rejuvenated within them, looking for a fresh start in the new year to accomplish all their goals and dreams. This is also a time when friends and family members get together and reunite once again. Iranians prepare to welcome the new year days before by spring cleaning and buying new clothes.
Iranian people believe cleaning houses and preparing for Nowruz celebrations and the new year is indeed a preparation to purify souls from all evils and forget the bad memories of the past. Moreover, Iranians believe an individual's conduct in Nowruz will affect their lives throughout the year. Therefore, they abstain from fights and disagreements to ensure a good year.
For the new year, Iranians prepare the haftsin, a table with seven items starting with the letter S. The items usually include sabze or freshly grown greens, which symbolizes rebirth and prosperity, samanu or sweet wheat paste, which is believed to bring strength and fertility, senjed, a symbol of love, sib or apple, which represents beauty and health, sir or garlic, for peace and serenity, Sumah or sumak, which represents the victory of good over evil, and serke or vinegar, which is a symbol of patience.
The whole haftsin table is a thanksgiving table for everything good that God has given us, and it symbolizes light, warmth, life, love, joy, production, prosperity, and nature. Such a get-together at a specific time shows that Iranians care about family bonds as the main pillar of a successful life, particularly in today's modern world.
Now people in the Republic of Azerbaijan, India, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Turkey, Afghanistan, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan mark the Persian New Year on the same day.
The International Day of Nowruz was registered on the UNESCO list of Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity back in 2010, and the festivities are celebrated now in many countries around the world.
As usual, we open the Holy Quran. For today, we choose verse 77 of chapter القصص.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
But seek through that which Allah has given you, the home of the hereafter, and yet do not forget your share of the world, and do good as Allah has done good to you, and desire not corruption in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like corruptors.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Everybody ought to suffice to his own share in this world and let the rest for hereafter. Wealth and property can become a means for the prosperity in hereafter. In spite of the imagination of some ill disposed person, wealth and property is not a bad thing. The important thing is that we must see in which way it is used. If it is applied in the way of seeking the good abode of the hereafter, what is better than that? If it is a mean of pride, negligence, injustice, oppression, and sensuality, what then can be worse than it?
يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار مدبر الليل يا مدبر الليل والنهار
يا مهبل الهول والأهوال
حالنا إلى أحسن الحال.
This is New Year. Happy Nowruz. Happy New Year. And the New Year resolution. The prospect of the New Year is rather exciting. It is an opportunity to start fresh and try something new. While everyone deserves a new beginning, especially after the holidays, the thought of the New Year's resolutions brings about pressure and expectations that we have to reinvent ourselves. New Year, new you, right? The media has sung the same old song for years, associating the New Year with the new you. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, becoming healthy or some rendition of a healthy lifestyle physically or spiritually is often the go-to for most people. There is nothing wrong with wanting to focus on your health, but the meaning of health has become so focused on the unattainable ideal physique that we have lost sight of other components of health. Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special on Nowruz. A warm Nowruz Mubarak to you all. I hope this Nowruz gives you and your loved ones loads of love and warmth. Wishing you a wonderful and lovely Nowruz. Nowruz Mubarak.
Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person. So now let's talk about the ways to be a better person and be happy. The first principle for that is to compliment yourself. Every morning, before we go with our daily routine, take a couple of minutes to compliment ourselves. And when we are happy with ourselves, that emotion can be contagious to those around us. The next principle is not to make excuses. Blaming your spouse, boss, or client is fruitless and won't get you very far. Instead of pointing fingers and making excuses about why you aren't happy or successful in your personal or professional life, own your mistakes and learn from them. The next principle in order to be a better person and be happy is to let go of anger. Letting go of anger is easier said than done. While anger is a perfectly normal emotion, you can't let it fester. When this happens, you make unwise decision, and more importantly, it may affect your health. It's very nice and important to see that among the recommendations of the scholars of akhlaq, they all say that one of the key issues in order to control anger is a recitation of salawat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his purified progeny, that is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This controls our anger. So the next principle is to be honest and direct. If you want to be a better person in either your personal or professional life, you should always tell the truth and state clearly as possible what you are trying to convey. The next principle is to be polite. How much effort does it take to say thank you, or to hold the elevator door open for someone? Not much at all. However, these acts of kindness can make someone's day. The way someone else behaves is not going to determine any behavior.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's speak a little about Nowruz, a celebration for unification. On the day of the 21st of March, and exactly the same moment all around the world, Nowruz happens. However, Nowruz is not just a moment, as it is not just a celebration. Nowruz stands high in the culture, belief, and mindset of millions of people mostly living in the Iranian plateau for thousands of years. It is nowadays celebrated worldwide and by many people with different ethnicities. Nowruz is a single tradition that has survived wars, invasion, changes of governments and religions, and above all time. The customs and traditions may vary in different countries, but the main part and what it stands for and what it means remains the same. Nowruz, that means the new day in word-for-word translation, is a traditional celebration promising hope and a better future to millions of people for centuries. Just as old as Nowruz is, its survival is tied to legends, myths, and history. And in the land of poetry and storytelling, like Iran, this too has a lot of story to tell. Happy Nowruz, everyone. Congratulations on new day, new time, new year. New you.
Ya muqallib al-qulubi wal-absar. Ya mudabbir al-layl wal-nahar. Ya muhawwil al-hawl wal-ahwal. Hawwil halana ila ahsan al-hal.
On a new year, let's look at how to be a better person. Be a role model. Being a role model to someone will encourage you to constantly strive for the better because you won't want to disappoint whoever is looking up to you. You will always find ways to improve yourself and be more careful how you behave because you'll always want to set a good example to others, just like when parents want to be role models to their children, they try their best to make decisions and take actions that their children will respect. For being a better person, let's practice self-control. You should be able to balance between your work life and your life outside of work. This balance is necessary so that you don't get bored if you only focus on work or if you just sit down and enjoy your pleasures. If you get bored, you won't be satisfied and hence you won't feel good about yourself. Remember, everything has its own time, like New Year. Hope this new year brings lots of success and smiles in your life.
Our convictions determine how we act, whether we do something or we don't do something. If you are firmly determined in your mind that I will not commit this action, chances are you will not commit this action. If you're determined and convinced and you have the conviction to do something, chances are you will end up doing it. Let me give you an example. Let's say today you go to Sobeys, to any supermarket. And you pass by that aisle where they're selling and displaying all those alcoholic beverages. You as a believer, do you even think of buying one of those alcoholic beverages? No. Most believers will not. Do you even have the urge to buy that alcohol? No. Why not? Millions of people in your society have that urge. Right? They can't pass by that aisle without picking something and buying something. But how come you, as a believer, you're not even interested? You're not even interested. Why? What's the secret? What's the difference? The difference is mental. Because you, in your mind, you've made the determination, the firm determination, and you've drawn a red line for yourself. Impossible. I would not even think of doing that. And actually, you will not do that. You see how effective it is? It's very powerful when you've drawn a red line for yourself. When you even shove it out of your mind. You don't even think of doing that. In the same manner, we as believers are required to view all sins that way. make a firm determination. When it comes to the common sins, make a firm determination. Draw a red line that I will not go near these sins. When it comes to, for example, backbiting, mocking others, not treating our parents well, when it comes to neglecting our prayers, the hijab, when it comes to listening to music, the problem is we don't have that firm determination, do we? We have not convinced ourselves to stay away from these sins.
Happy Nowruz to you and your family. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Nowruz Mubarak!
يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
إلى أحسن الحال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody. Today, planet Earth completed its yearly revolution around the sun, which means today is the start of the new year in Iran, that is 1402 solar Hijri. Let us contemplate on a supplication to the one and only God that the whole nation and millions of other people all over the world recite it at that exact hour and continue to recite today on the start of the new year in Iran. O rotator of hearts and eyes, O regulator of the day and night, O transformer of state and situations, turn our state into the best of conditions.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners all over the world, especially our Persian-speaking listeners in Iran, in Afghanistan, in Tajikistan, and also other people all over the world who celebrate the festival of Nowruz. Because today marks the commemoration of the day of Nowruz, a very special day, the first day of spring also, and it's a very blessed day. Sometimes some people ask, you know, because this is a festival that kind of predates the advent of Islam, so a lot of people question whether there is any basis to this Eid, to this festival within Islam or not. We have a lot of hadiths regarding this day. One of the hadiths regarding Nowruz, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners today. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to Al-Mu'alla ibn Khunais, one of the transmitters of hadith. This person, he came to visit the Imam on the day of Nowruz, and especially because it was the day of Nowruz. The Imam asked him, "Do you know what this day is?" To which he replied, "May I be your ransom? This is a day to which the Persians attach great importance and in which they give each other gifts." So Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "By the ancient house in Mecca," meaning the Imam, he swore by the Kaaba, "that is only because of a much older reason, which I will explain to you so that you may understand." In continuation, the Imam said, "O Mu'alla, verily the day of Nowruz," the Imam called it Nowruz, not Nowruz, "the day of Nowruz is the day when Allah took the servants' covenants from them, that they would worship him and that they would not associate anything with him." It's ironic. The Imam says that this is a reference to the Ahd-e Alast, as they call it, when God took the progeny of Adam out from his loins and made them witness and testify to God's oneness and their servanthood. The Imam says this event that happened in almost pre-eternity, this happened on the day of Nowruz, when Allah took the servants' covenants from them that they would worship him and that they would not associate anything with him and that they would believe in his prophets and his divine proofs and that they would believe in the Imams, alayhim as-salam. This is also the day when the sun rose for the first time, a celestial event. Every day of Nowruz is a day when we await the relief, the coming of the awaited Savior, for verily it is one of our special days and one of the days of our Shia. The Persians have kept its significance where you have lost it. This is the first day of the Persians' new year, and they have managed to stay alive since, having been only 30,000 in number. The pouring of water on the day of Nowruz has become a practice. And then the Imam continues and mentions many other things regarding this festival. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the festival of Nowruz in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. Here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Salamun alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine?
Great.
That's good. Fawad Haider, how are you doing?
Salam, sir. I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. I'm good. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Salam alaikum, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How about you?
Fine, sir.
Good, good. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about two of the verses of Surah Ali Imran on page 54.
Four.
Ayah 33 and Ayah
34.
On page 54. Let's everybody listen to the recitation of these two آياتين إن شاء الله. We'll get back to our explanation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم.
Superb. Before explanation, inshallah, I will read once. Let's practice the reading. Then, inshallah, we'll move on with the tajweed rules. Explanation, then tajweed rules, inshallah. Then, we'll, again, if we got time, we'll practice the reading. Okay? Are you ready? Fawad, Hassan, and Ali Nasir?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ
أحسنت. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ.
ذرية بعضها من بعض
والله سميع عليم.
والله سميع عليم.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. So, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. What does Allah Almighty say in these two ayatain? Allah Almighty says, indeed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah Almighty chose Adam and Noah, Prophet Nuh, and the progeny of Abraham, Prophet Ibrahim, and the progeny of Imran, Prophet Imran, okay? Above all the nations, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ, some of them are descendants of the others, okay? وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah Almighty is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So, at the beginning of the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى, Allah Almighty says, talks about how Allah Almighty chose the prophets, okay? Look, اصْطَفَى means, like, we have, like, many options, right? But, like, for example, like, there are many people, okay? Like, this group and this group, we're comparing, for example. So, if this group has more, like, advantages, more positive points over this group, okay, they will be preferred, yes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And also, look like this. Some of these, like, Prophet Nuh, Prophet Adam, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and also the descendants of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salam, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, Prophet... Huh? Come on, say the names. Huh? Ismail, alayhi salam, Prophet Ishaq, alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Yusha, okay? Joshua. So these prophets, they all are from descendants of the other prophets. What does it mean? It means all the prophets. You know, the first prophet who was Prophet Adam, alayhi salam. So he was a monotheist. He was worshipping one God.
Yeah.
Muwahid. So all the other prophets, they all are from the descendants of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, then Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, Nuh, alayhi salam, Adam, alayhi salam. They all are worshipping one God. Right? They all are muwahid. Got it?
Yeah.
So, and one of the things, all the prophets, the prophet itself, there are some qualities, some attributes for prophets, okay, that a prophet must be ma'soom. He should have isma. Okay? So, this Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, Nuh, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and all other prophets, and the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So all the prophets had this sifa, or this attribute of this quality of isma, and also the quality of knowledge that was bestowed by Allah Almighty. All these levels of perfection, attributes, they had. All right? So,
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
That's all. Refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Got it?
Yes.
Let's move on with the Tajweed rules. Inna Allah astafa. Istafa, it should be. Without connecting the two previous words. Yeah?
Yeah.
Inna Allah astafa. Why? Hamzatul wasl, it is. Yeah? Istafa.
Yeah, you connect.
Oh, no. I mean, why we put a kasra?
Because
the third letter has a fatha.
Yeah.
The rule says if the third letter has a fatha
or a kasra,
assign Hamzatul Wasl with kasra. If the third letter has dhamma, assign it with
dhamma.
But here, we don't care about it because we join the previous word with it. And we skip Hamzatul Wasl. Inna Allah Hastafa. You skip Hamza till was. Join ha to sad. Hastafa. Don't forget to produce a heavy sad. Right? Inna Allah astafa. Right? Inna Allah. Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah, produces a heavy sound. Inna Allah astafa. Not inna Allah astafa. No. Alright, Fawad? Are you cold? Okay. Inna Allah astafa Adama. Istafa has alif mat, right? Istafa alif mat. Yeah. Do you see alif maqsura?
Yes.
Yeah.
That works, functions as an alif, right?
Yes.
So it has an alif mat. The next word, Adam, starts with hamza.
No, the mad is not wajib.
The mad is not wajib. It is?
Jaiz
munfasil. Munfasil, separate. Oh, muttasil means connected in one word. And munfasil means in two separate words. So jaiz munfasil. You're allowed to stretch the sound. If you don't want, don't stretch the sound. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Yeah, do not hurt yourself. It's okay. Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhu. Like this. Or read it, Ali Nasir, without stretching the sound on istafa. Inna Allah astafa, do not stretch the mat.
Yeah.
It's jais.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah astafa Adama.
Ahsan. Inna Allah astafa. Ta heavy sound.
Heavy.
Yeah. Adama. Wa Nuhan. Nuhan. Tanween. Plus wow. Do we read it? Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim?
No.
Nuhan.
Wa Ala Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Bounce the sound on that. Ibrahim. Wa Ala Imran. Ala. Imran. Right? A sound. Light sound. Imran. Ain. And Ran. Imranano. There is a baby alif, a dagger alif, a tiny alif. Functions as a full alif, a complete alif, right? عمران على العالمين. Pay attention to the light letters and heavy letters. Alright?
Yes.
Next ayah. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ.
We have اقلاب. Two
اقلابs. We have two اقلاب examples. ذُرِّيَّةً. Hidden meme sound. Yeah. Change the tanween sound, the noon sound, into a hidden meme sound. Yeah? Not a hidden noon sound. Meme sound. Hidden meme sound. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا ضَاد. ضَاد. Pronounce it correctly. مِن بَعْض. Right?
Yes.
Two examples for إِقْلَاب. قِلَا tells you, Hassan?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Good job. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. سَمِيعٌ تَنْوِين. After تَنْوِين you have عَيْن. عَيْن from throat letters.
إِظْهَار.
إِظْهَار. Nothing. No rule, no merit, no change, no height. Just read it. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Alright?
Yes.
So now I read it once again, these two verses. And you will repeat with tajweed. Ready?
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ
ذرية بعضها من بعض.
ذرية بعضها من بعض.
والله سميع عليم.
والله سميع عليم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. Now you learned how to read these two ayatain with tajweed. Hope, inshallah, you will continue practicing the tajweed rules and recite Quran with tajweed rules. Fawad, Hassan, and Ali Nasir, thank you so much. Any questions?
No.
Thank you so much for being with us. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening to IRB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah, for the coming sessions. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperation. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your love. Regarding this excerpt, we sufficiently discussed the concept of love and mahabba of the Almighty Allah in the previous episodes. And yet, in the especially in the previous episode, we started discussing another aspect of discussion over this excerpt, which is the concept of sins. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فانتقل به عن معصيتك. We have to take the form of intiqal from the disobedience, from ma'asiyah and committing sins. Why? Because one of the important roles of sins is that they veil man from Allah, both from reaching God and both the reaching of the supplications to the Almighty Allah will be impeded. Now, this is the important thing. In the previous episode, however, we concluded that the sins play two important roles. First, they take man away from Allah, and second, they prevent the prayer from ascending to Allah. Now, we need to understand this by paying attention to the fact that the soul and qalb is a connecting device which on the one hand receives from Allah and on the other hand it gives out, similar to the twofold function of physical heart in pumping blood in and out through the veins and arteries. Now, if the soul loses this feature of connecting man to Allah, then naturally and ultimately it would be devoid of all its value. It would no longer be of any benefit. It would be lifeless, just like the physical heart at the time when the man or woman is dead. On the other hand, the soul receives from Allah the Exalted the guidance, the light, and spiritual insight, and it gives out this kind of guidance and light to a man in his movements, in his speech, in his actions. So, in order to understand this more, we have to contemplate on the Holy Quran verses to understand this bilateral role of the soul from its perspective.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with his reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Now, the role of soul, dear listeners, in receiving guidance from Allah is mentioned in the Holy Quran. We will have a look at some of these verses. Now, in one verse, the Holy Quran says, "The faithless say, why has not the Quran been sent down to him all at once? So it is, so that we may strengthen your heart with it, and we have recited it to you in a measured tone. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَدَكَ." Now, this verse says that the Holy Quran descends on the heart at once and sometimes in parts. It strengthens the heart, and the heart acquires from it the divine light and guidance. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran, we read in a verse, "Allah has sent down the best of the discourses, a scripture composed of similar motifs, whereat quiver the skins of those who fear their Lord. Then their skins and hearts soften to Allah's remembrance." Now, according to this verse, the heart receives from the Quran that which humbles and softens it. The heart somehow interacts with the guidance of Allah, understands it, receives it. And this light, which He subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to His servants, is received totally and absorbed by the heart, because the Quran is indeed a guidance from Allah, His light and His proof to His creatures. The Holy Quran, in another verse, says, "O mankind, certainly a proof has come to you from your Lord, and we have sent down to you a manifest light." This guidance and light is specific to the hearts of the believers and mu'mineen and the pious ones, those muttaqeen, as they receive it and interact with it. So this is one important aspect and role of soul in receiving the light of guidance and understanding and insight based on the different verses of the Holy Quran. As the sins had two roles in veiling man from Allah, we have two different functions for the heart, which is our connecting device with the Almighty Allah. The first one is that it receives based on these verses, and the second one is that it gives out. It gives out the guidance. It controls the movements and speech and actions and relations of the human beings, which we will elaborate more, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان